This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 30th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, it looks as if reform to the farm safety net and crop insurance will come in the budget reconciliation bill in the House of Representatives. Yesterday, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson told reporters the House Ag Committee is expected to hold its markup hearing for the reconciliation bill next week. Reconciliation legislation allows Congress to adjust spending for mandatory funding programs across the government. Republicans crafting a bill that may extend President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts, possibly passing other tax cuts as well. The GOP bill may also include spending cuts and social programs to offset the costs of those tax cuts. Thompson said Congress and its adjustments to commodity programs, crop insurance, and nutrition would be in the reconciliation process. The bill also to allow farmers to add base acres. U.S. economy shrank at a 0.3% annual pace from January through March. That's the first drop in 3 years. President Donald Trump's trade war disrupted business. First quarter growth was slowed by a surge in imports as companies in the United States tried to bring in foreign goods before the Trump-imposed tariffs. The January to March drop in gross domestic product reversed a 2.4% gain in the last 3 months of 2024. Well, imports of 2,4-D herbicide from China and India will see both anti-dumping and countervailing duties from the U.S. The International Trade Commission has voted in favor of placing taxes on those products despite farmer opposition. Both Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, and Kenneth Hartman, president of the National Corn Growers Association, had testified before the ITC opposing the restrictions. Ragland said for soybean farmers, times are already tough. Production costs are nearing record highs, prices for soy decreasing more than 40% of the last 3 years, and herbicide options are becoming increasingly limited. Over 1,500 herbicide products contain 2,4-D as an active ingredient. The Department of Commerce will determine and issue final duty rates for those imported products. Argentine farmer soybean sales, the slowest mark in 11 years despite the easing of exchange controls that their president hoped would speed up soybean sales, data from their ag ministry showed. The oilseed sales reached 24% of the 49 million metric tons estimated for the 24-25 crop, the world's largest exporter of soybean oil and meal. Finally this afternoon, AgriPulse is pleased to announce a new webinar titled Economic Stakes, How Thoroughbred Racing Fuels Rural Economies. That's coming Monday, May 19th at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. It is free and you can register at agripulse.com. The webinar is sponsored by Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority and the Breeders' Cup. AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt said, "When you think about the importance of developing rural economies, you might not initially think about the multitude of opportunities created by thoroughbred horse racing. Yet it's one of the biggest entertainment and sporting industries in the U.S. and also a large contributor to rural economies because of the impact on jobs, agriculture, veterinarians, farm owners, tourism, and much more." Now, the speakers include Representative Andy Barr from the Kentucky 6th District, Lisa Lazarus, the CEO of the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, also Drew Fleming, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Breeders' Cup Limited, and Joby Young, Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau. Again, that webinar is set for Monday, May 19th, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. You can register for free at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.